Oh, hi, good morning. It's Mac. It's McCoggan on Audio Bay. It is 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday the 11th of December. And I'm just entered the west side entrance to the park, which is a shortcut into it from my house, my home, because I have an appointment with the docs at 7:45, and so having gotten up at 7 a.m. is normal. It was a mad rush. Swallow a bowl of porridge, swallow an espresso coffee, clothes on, no time for shower, straight over. But I'm quite grateful for this early appointment, because the earlier over, the earlier I'll get back, and then I'll go on with the day. But the walk through the park is very frosty morning. I guess it's probably -4, -5. And I'm looking, heading south through the park. The surgery is basically at the other end. And above me in the south, beautiful clear skies, by the way, the glow, that lovely pale tangerine glow of the sun, the sun's rays at least coming up on the horizon. It won't be up for a good while yet, but in the beautiful sky above that, just above the horizon, is a beautiful crescent moon, and I can actually see the whole shape of the moon, the dark side of the moon. I can see it detailed, pretty much detailed, it's good, but I love the crescent moon. And just to the west of that, looking this way, about an inch and a half skywise from the moon, is the southern star, the dog star. Kind of watching, seeing that this morning reminds me, of course, of Sir Patrick Moore. It's a funny thing that this, when something like that happens, when you lose someone, I mean, it's not personal to me, but when someone like that dies, who has a fame for whatever reason, there always seems to be references that come into your vision. Morning. That come into your vision. And remind you of that person. So, some thoughts on good old Patrick Moore, a star in himself. Now, why haven't they ever called a star after him? Yes, I know he wasn't a true discoverer as such, but what he did for the astrologers, astronomers, I should say, not astrologers, astronomers, what he did to attract so many millions of people into that field, I think he deserved to have a star. So I look up this morning. I'm going to, for this morning, that dog star is a Patrick Moore star. Anyway, I'm heading over here this morning for an update on my medication. And I'll be perfectly honest that I a wee bit hungover this morning. And we were at a dinner dance for old age pensioners up in town of Shotts. Free! And I actually have done an audio bill, I recorded an audio bill last night, and I'll play that, so I won't go into detail. But needless to say, not being used to any drink, really, I had, I think, three Guinnesses and a big dram, the big dram being given free. And thinking that the dinner would save me. Unfortunately not. I had a terrible night. I was tossed and turned because of a heavy stomach, because the dinner was approximately 7:30. And between that, and followed by tea, coffee, and the beer, and the whiskey, just tossed and turned all night long. And I have a slightly sore head. My own fault, of course. Mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Should have known better. I know a song about that. But anyway, this walk in the cold air and the walk back in the cold air will do me the world of good. I'm sure I'll feel absolutely fine once I come out of the shower and have a hot mug of tea, hopefully out the back garden again. So, just about to enter the surgery doors, and I'll speak to you all later. Bye for now. Oh, it's warm in here. It's very warm in here. Oh my. Lovely. Well, I've been and done and gone and seen the doctor. That same lady doctor I spoke about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. How utterly, utterly pleasant a woman she is, and she was just the same this morning. Greets you with a beaming smile, welcomes you in. You know, you can pour your heart out to this lady. What a star, what a gem. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, she's changed the medication a wee bit. Give me a full review. No, that's a great thing. I said before, that she doesn't sort of kick you out after your 5 minutes. Well, at least she doesn't kick me out after 5 minutes. She's very understanding. Anyway, so I'm just walking back through the park now. If I turn and look back, there is more light in the sky now, and that crescent moon and the dog star have been paled into the skyline by the rising sun. But I got a nice snap, which I will attach to this audio boo. So that's me. More or alternative medication to take. And, hey, that's the advantage of modern life, isn't it? That we can have all this. If we didn't have medication, what would we do, you know? So, going back to a hot shower and then a hot cup of tea in the garden, hopefully. Now that it's much brighter, I can actually see. I'm walking past the small nature reserve, which is basically a bogland, flat bogland, about, I guess, maybe a couple of acres, with the long stems from the summer bogweeds coloured white with frost. It's looking beautiful. It's definitely Christmassy picture postcard stuff this morning. It's lovely, absolutely lovely. Yes, yeah, not at all. An old gentleman on his bike, pedaling like mad through the park. It's amazing the number of people you see in the park. Anyway, as I said, come back for a hot shower and see what the day brings. I wonder if I can leave some crunchies behind for a certain Mr. Goldback. And how about a wooden bridge? And a wee burn. Perhaps a train. Sound effects at the end of an audio book about a doctor's appointment. There we are. All fun. Leaves, frozen leaves. Frozen grass. Guess that's enough. I won't bore you with frozen red ash pathways.